Today's daf is Shabbos, Kuf Mem Tes, as we continue in Perek Shoel, the second to last Perek here in Masechet Shabbos. And yesterday we started to discuss a couple of important issues came up on yesterday's daf. We discussed the issue of clapping and dancing on Shabbos a little bit. We discussed Mutav Shishogan Vayim Azidin. The last sugya that came up was the issue of Shemitas Ksafim, which we didn't really have time to go into that in depth. But the issue of if somebody makes a halva on Yantiv, which Chazal said one shouldn't do, is that Nitna Lihitava in Bezdin, and maybe that was connected. We wanted to connect that to the Mishnah in Masechet Shviyas, which spoke about whether if Shemitah, at the end of Shemitah, somebody makes a loan on Rosh Hashanah, they will ma'aber the year, so it happens to be the last day of the previous Shemitah cycle, so Shviyas is Mishametas Pasof. We related it to that Machlokas, that issue in the Mishnah, and we ended up saying no. Rab and Rav Yosef are both defended, Nidna Litava, Lo Nidna Litava. They are able to stand, notwithstanding the Mishnayos in Maseches Shviyas. But we did learn along the way that if somebody does return a loan after Shemitah, then the Malva has to say, Mishamitani. He has to not accept it right away. He might say that, oh, okay, great, thank you so much. No, he has to say Mishamitami, and then if he says Afal Pikein, so then he is allowed to be Makabala because he was Yotze the Devar HaShvita. He's Yotze the Devar HaShvita. Of course, today, as we know, since the past couple thousand years, we have had the institution of Prizbal. Not a couple thousand, but we had the institution of Prizbal, which we've explained in the past, is not meant as a Ha'arama, which as the Gemara mentioned the last line that we mentioned yesterday, Ma'arim Arume, right? Some look at Prizbal and say, oh, look, when they're about to want to figure something out, they make a Prizbal. But I think I've quoted in the past with Rosenzweig, who has explained, again, the Sefer Chinuch says it too, that but he expanded upon it, that Prizbal, what did Hillel do? Hillel didn't just circumvent the halacha. The Torah has an unbelievably high demand and ideal. Forgiving loans? That's unbelievable. That's an unbelievably high standard of chesed. I lent him $10,000, and he doesn't have to pay me back. How does that? It's amazing. Hillel saw, though, that people weren't doing the basic chesed. This is a high standard of chesed. People stopped lending money because they were worried that they wouldn't get paid back. Hillel said what? Because of the ideal that the Torah wants to try to get people to do. So we're going to, and if people are going to do that, so people are forgetting the basic law of chesed, I'd rather have them do chesed step one. Eventually, halavai, we should be on the level of chesed, the ideal chesed. So that's why by instituting Prizbal, he then reacquainted people with the basic chesed of lending money. That's how it worked. And oh, if one day we could get back to the level of people say, okay, I won't collect. So then that would be fine. But again, one shouldn't think that Prizbal is just undermining the Torah. Prizbal is kind of resetting what was supposed to have been done in the first place, and the Torah's demand was going to build on that. But that's how one should view Prizbal, among other halakhas like that as well. Okay, we continue now with the next two dots. V'chein Ere Pesach. Oh, by the way, we spoke about the Mishnah, about Chilka Barosh Hashanah. It's also a big sugya. So some Achronim discussed, based on that Mishnah, about eating on Rosh Hashanah. There are some Geonim that say there's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. We don't pasken that way. We pasken that there's a chiyuv to eat a sud on Rosh Hashanah. But it's a little more tempered than every other chag. Because after all, it is Rosh Hashanah. That's why the Magen Avraham says, since there are Gaonim that say you should fast, if you forget Yalav Yavo at the Suda on Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to go back. Even though usually the rule is that whenever there's a Chiyuv Suda, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to go back. Yantif and Shabbos, except for Shalosh Shudas maybe. And Chol HaMoed, one doesn't have to go back. Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. But on Rosh Hashanah, when there is a Chiyuv Suda, but because some Gaonim say that one should fast because it's Yom Adin, so that's why Magen Avraham holds that we don't have to go back. But either way, it's mashma that, right, when you're eating on Rosh Hashanah, because it says Ashokan is a part of a chilka b'Rosh Hashanah. You don't want Rosh Hashanah, you're giving out food on Rosh Hashanah. It's only for after Rosh Hashanah? It sounds that way. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Minog. It's not such a famous Minog. The Shulchan Aruch, though, quotes it. The Minog of fasting on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right, because it's Yom Adin, at least half a day past Chatzos, but that Minog is quoted in Shulchan Aruch about fasting on, at least part of the day, on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's also a big issue in terms of the nature of the din of the day of Rosh Hashanah, but not for now. Okay, we continue. V'chein Erev Pesach. Also, the Mishnah had said, Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim that falls out on Shabbos, a person wants to get a Karan Pesach, he could give his talus to someone as a mashkon and take his Karan Pesach. We already mentioned yesterday for the Chassam Sofer, how did that happen? You know, somebody does, it's Erev Pesach, he didn't get a Karan Pesach yet. Maybe it was like the Rambam who holds that this Kiddush HaKodesh L'mafreya in cases of Nisan and Tishrei. Says the Gemara. V'chein Erev Pesach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, makdish adam pischo b'shabbos, v'chagigasa b'yantif. A person can be makdish his carbon Pesach on Shabbos and his carbon chagiga on Yantif on the day that it has to be hukdash. Neima misayale. Let's try to prove that this is correct. Even though lechadchili you shouldn't do this, right? The Mishnah in Beitza tells us that you're not supposed to be makdish on Yantif, you're not supposed to be marach on Yantif. We're going to have that Mishnah quoted by the Shabbat a couple of lines. But let's say you have a choice, ain't brera. It is Yantif. It is Erev Pesach on Shabbos, so you can do you can do it. So name of Messiah Le. Let's try to prove that and support that. V'chein Erev Pesach b'Yerushalayim. Shachalias b'Shabbos miniach taliso etzlovenotulas pischo v'osim acheshma lachar Yantif. Yar Mishnah. So our Mishnah sounds like you're going to get it, and l'chora you're going to be makdishit on Yantif because you're getting it today. So isn't it chulin and you're being makdishit on Yantif? Doesn't our Mishnah support Rabbi Yochanan? Maybe not. B'memana acherim imo al pischo. D'meikara mikdash v'koi. No. The situation is where there's already a group that has the Karban Pesach with them. They're just allowing you to join their group. But it's already a Karban beforehand. Yes, you're allowed to do this arrangement on Yantif, but this Mishnah is not a riot that you can be makdashit. It could be it's already a Karban, and you're just going in and becoming part of the group. As we know, Karban Pesach is the only Karban that one has to be nimne beforehand in order to be able to take part in it. Says the Mishnah, v'ha anantanan. But what about the Mishnah, ein nimne al behema betchila b'yantif? What about generally, you're not supposed to be nimne on Yantif betchila, right at the bed. You're supposed to arrange everything before Yantif. Shiny hacha. Over there is there, maybe here is different. Kivan the rugged, let's low. Command the imni be meikara dami. Because you're friendly with this group, and the person that's giving you this karban already knows you're ready, it's kind of like he knew you were coming. He knew you were coming, so you were already nimna beforehand. Even though you didn't sign up, everybody knew you were going to sign up. So that's not called something new. Iva Hatani Ravoshia, Holich Adam Eitzel Roe Haragil Atzlo. A person could go next to and go to his shepherd that always watches animals and always sells him tzon. V'nosin lo tlele pischa u'makdisho v'yotzebo. So you see, beferish, that you're allowed to be makdishit. So you want to tell me the Mishnah's not a riot to Rabbi Yochanan? But this statement of this brisa of Ravoshia seems to be beferish. Makdisho v'yotzebo. So the Gemara again says, "No hasam nami kivan deragil et slow agdushile meikara," because you always get things from him. So he probably knew you were going to come, and he was magdish before him. He already connected it to you beforehand, right? Because you already have this relationship. Prior relationships come up a lot in halacha, right? There's something called makire kahuna. Right, Gemara and Gittin talks about it, that if I usually give my truma to a certain Kohen, even if I didn't give it to a Kohen, and there's a certain type of truma, could another Kohen come and take it? So it's called Makire Kahuna. That's itself is a type of quasi-Kinyan, because it's already earmarked for this Kohen. So here too, because it's this Roe always gives me, so therefore, he kind of was ready, semi-Hukdash. Says the Gemara B'hal Makdisho K'tari, but it says Makdisho in the Braisa. It says, you can be Makdishit. Answers the Gemara, Hekdish Ilui Midirabanan. It's not a real Hakdasha. Really, it was already Hukdash beforehand. But you know what? You can add your own personal element of Hakdasha. Rashi says, Ma'ale Ba'alma Sheyakdishu Bailim. Really, it's Hukdash already, based on the Roez knowing that you're going to come. But Chazal say, you know what? Be Makdish Midirabanan. Create that own sanctification related to you. Right? This has come up in the past by two other contexts. By Bechor, Shmuel says elsewhere, I think in Masechet Zedarim, that a Bechor, Behema Tahora, right? A kosher Bechor animal that's born, it has Kedusha automatically. But the halacha is, Afal Bisha Kadosh V'Omeid Mitzvah Lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah to be makdish it myself, to add on my own personal element. It's Kadosh anyway. I don't have to do anything. Mitzvah Lahakdisho. And Rav Soloveitchik compared this to Kiddush on Friday night. Shabbos is Kaddish V'Omeid, even if I don't do anything. I can be screaming, it's not Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. It's going to be Shabbos anyway. Unlike Yantif, which is in the hands of Beis Din, but Shabbos is Kiddush V'Kayma, Kvi V'Kayma. But what do we have to be Kiddush for then? What do we have to sanctify Shabbos for? It's sanctified anyway. So the comparison is to Shmuel. Mitzvah L'Hakdisho by Bechor, so too by Shabbos. There's an element of Mitzvah L'Hakdisho to add our own personal element to the Kedusha, to the Hakdasha process. So too here, this is another example, that even though it's Kaddish V'Yomid when I come on Yontif, but Mitzvah L'Hakdisho, to add a little element on a Drabana level. And that's not Usser. So that's all. We try to support Rabbi Yochanan from a Mishnah, from a Braisa, and it did not work. Okay, but so Rabbi Yochanan, we think, is correct. But now we're saying, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? That you're allowed to be Makdash on Yantif? But Rabbi Yochanan holds like anonymous Mishnah, it's Vitznan, and the Mishnah that we just quoted before in Beitza says that you're not allowed to do this on Yantif. Lo Makdishin. Viloma Arich. I'm not allowed to be Makdish. I'm not allowed to be Ma'arich to give the Erech of a person, Veloma Achrimin, Hachrama is another mechanism to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. There's Cheirim Kohanim, there's Cheirim Bedek HaBayis, we discussed this, Veloma Agvian Trumas and Maiseris, everyone is allowed to be Masakin their Kri, Tikun, Tikun of Truma and Maiser, Kal Elu Biyantav Amru Kavachamar B'Shabbis. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that you can do this? He holds like a Stam Mishnah, which has his Aser. So answer the Gemara, Lo Kasha. Depends if there's a choice. Lo kasha, kan b'chovu shekavu alehem zman, kan b'chovu shein kavu alehem zman. When does Rabbi Yochanan say that you're allowed to do it? Where the carbon has to be brought today. Right, you have the carbon for Yantif, you have the Chagiga, you have the carbon Pesach, and that has to be brought today. So Rashi explains, if the Hakrava is Doche Shabbos, so then the Hakdasha also could be Doche. The Hakrava is even more serious. Mashenki, in the other cases, in general, where you just want to be mocked or something, or marich, so then one is allowed to do that. That's included in the Gzeira Mekach U'Memkar, and therefore, there's a difference between Ein Breira cases, like Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, where you have to do it today, versus cases where Lo Kavua, Ein Kavua Lehem Zman. Okay, good. So the next Mishnah. So the first Mishnah spoke about in Yonim of Mekach U'Memkar, which Rashi had said, remember, in Meseches Beitza, war usher either because of Divrei Kabbalah, Mimsoch Hefsecha V'Dabra Davar, or because of Gzeira Shemi Yichtov. So, if it's connected to Gzeira Shemi Yichtov, then this next Mishnah flows perfectly, because this Mishnah is also about Gzeira Shemi Yichtov issues. Mone Adam Es Archav V'Es Paprosa Mipiv. A person is allowed to count his guests and his food. Let's say he is a caterer. Let's say somebody's making a simcha, and he wants to see if everybody's here, so they can make kiddush. Oh, is so-and-so here? Let me just remember, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, they're all here? Okay, wonderful. Great, let's make kiddush. So a person could do that, mipiv, by heart, of a lo minaksav, but a person should not do that from a list. From a list, because what's going to be? I want to serve a certain amount of a certain food, and I am going to go down the list of the menu that I prepared. And once I get this line, I'm like, oh yeah, no, I don't want to serve this. I'm going to save this because here is shemayimchok, shemayichtov. I might erase something. I might add something. Oh, they told me they're not coming. I'll cross them out. We can give their seat to somebody. Gzeira shema yichtov yimchok. That's the pashtus of the Mishnah. We'll see in the Gemara. There'll be another reason to give it as well. But this is the halacha quoted in the Mishnah and quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that one is not allowed to read from a list, but only by heart. There is a machlokas rishonim. What about if I read from a list but I don't say anything? I just think. I read the list and I scan it with my eyes, but I don't verbalize. So that's a machlokas rishonim. Machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah and the other Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who holds that it's aser, even if you don't say a word. Just scanning with one's eyes. That's also Asur. And the Ritva says, I think that sheet is correct because the Gemara that we're going to have later on in today's daf, Bez Hashem, we're going to have it. It sounds like even if you don't say anything. But there is a day out there, keep this in mind, that says that's only if you say it. The Rashba quotes Tosfos, not a Tosfos that we have. Delo Asru, mitoch aksav, ela bakore befiv. Dumya demone befiv diktani, aval histakel biksav. Right, so that is Machlokas Rishonim, whether it applies even if I don't say a word. Okay, we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch in a couple of minutes, but first let's just read the Gemara. So let's continue reading the Mishnah first. Says the Mishnah, Mephis Adam Imbanavim B'nei Beiso, Ala Shulchan. A person could have a lottery, could have a type of game at his Shabbos table in order to decide which person in his family is going to get which piece of chicken. or which portion? But he can't do it with pieces that are not equal. As we'll talk about, it's going to get into gambling issues. Right, as long as they're equal pieces, one can have a type of lottery, but not to split up big and small, as we will see in the Gemara. Umatilan chaloshin al akachin biyantif. And the three separate lines in the Gemara, we'll talk about each one. Third line of the Mishnah, a person can be matil chaloshin. That's also a different lashon for a goro. A person can make a goro, matil chaloshin al akachin biyantif, for the kohanim to split up on yantif the different portions. They're allowed to make a lottery for that. Avalala manos, but not for manos. We'll have to see exactly what that means. The Gemara will say it means relating to portions from chol. You know how to make a lottery about on yantif. Okay, we'll get to that about the Shem on Amid base. So my time, back to the first line of the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah say I'm not allowed to read a list? Not allowed to read a list, right? This is an halakha that's not so well known. Right, if somebody, and we'll have to see if there are any limitations for this halakha. So why wouldn't you be able to read a list? To 2 days. Rav Bibi Amar Gzeira Shema Yimchok. I might come to erase. Might come to erase something on the list. Rashi says on top, Shema Yimchok Min Ha'orchim Sheyira Shelo Heichalem Kol Tzarchem. I see that I didn't prepare enough, and I feel bad that I invited them. So you know what? I'm going to tell the Shamish to go out and to invite a certain number of people. Right? After she'll bring home these four families. But then I'm going to check in the morning, I'm going to see I don't have enough food. So I'm going to cross one out because I want the Shamish to only invite three families. So that is the Gzeira Shema Yimchok. That is number one. That's Rav Bibi. Abaya Amar, no. Gzeira Shema Yikra Bishtari Hedyotos. Shtari Hedyotos, a certain type of document. Certain type of documents that Chazal said are asur midirabanan to read on Shabbos. So this, a list, is included in Shtari Hedyotos. It's hard to say that if you read this, you might come to read Shtari Hedyotos, because Shtari Hedyotos themselves are Gzeira Dirabanan. So it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So Pashas, you might say, is that this was included in the Gzeira of Shtari Hedyotos. Right? Rashi says, Kohani Shema Yikra B'Shtari Hedyotos Shemekha Chumemkar Kamar. He uses the lashon of Shema Yikra. It might be. It might say, even if it's Gzeira L'Gzeira, you need this in order to make the second step stand. Okay, but either way, these are the 2 days. Rabbi Bibi says, Shema Yimchok. Abaya says, you might come to reach Shtari Hedyotos. Let's try to get a flow of the Gemara first, and then we'll read a bunch of it, and then we'll come back and talk about a number of the issues along the way. So, my Benaya, what's the nafka mina between these two deos? We will have a couple of tries, three, and then we'll end up going back to the first one. Ike Benaya, first try, Tikasav Akosel Umizli. What if it's written on the wall, but very high up? It's written very high up. Daman Damar Shema Yimchog Mochai Shina. And according to the one who says, you might come to be Mochai, you'll forget it Shabbos, you might come to be Mochai, you're not going to come to do it here, because it's not right in front of you, it's all the way up on the wall, the list. So by the time you get up there, you're going to remember that it's Shabbos. Ulamanda Amar Shema Yikra Chayshinon. And according to the one who says, no, you might come, if you read this, you might come to read Shtari Hedyotos, or it might be included in Shtari Hedyotos, then you still are worried. Ulamanda Amar Shema Yimchok Necha Shema Yikra. 1 second. But in this case, if you're worried about Shema Yimchok, and therefore you'd say, in this case on the wall is Mutter, but why aren't they worried about Shema Yikra? Right, why does A reject B? Why aren't they worried about it? Visu, and also, L'shema Yimchok lo chashinan, is anybody not worried about Shema Yimchok? Meaning, even in a case of a Gzeira Durabanan, don't we hold of a low plug type of idea? V'hatanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa? The Mishnah said earlier, back in the first parak, lo yikra lo araner, remember the case, you're not allowed to read next to a candle, because you might come to be mata it, v'yama rabba, afilu gavo ashtei komos, afilu gavo ashtei mardos, afilu asar batim ze al gavzeh, even if it's very high up, the candle, if it's 2 floors up, if it's 2 ox, right, ox saddles, or 10 half, very high up, still lo yikra. So you see that there's a low plug concept by Gzeiras Durabanan. So do here, just because it's very high up, does not mean that there's no Gzeira of Shema Yimchok. So 2 problems. Number one, why doesn't the Shema Yimchok man hold of the Shema Yikra? And number two, even Shema Yimchok, we should be worried. So try number two. Ela Ike Benayu, the Kasav HaKotel Mitati. No, it's written on a wall and low down. It's right in front of you. Lamanda Amar Shema Yimchok Chayshinon, according to the one who says Shema Yimchok, you're worried, because you might come to erase what's on the wall. Lamanda Amar Shema Yikra lo chayshinan. But Shema Yikra is not worried. Why? Guda b'shtara lo michlif. You're not going to get confused between reading something on the wall and a shtar. Shtari Hedyotos that are included in the Gzeira. That's what's the opposite nafkamina. So now the Gemara says the same kind of question. Lamanda Amar Shema Yikra lecha Shema Yimchok. According to the second opinion, according to Abaya, why isn't he worried by Rabibi's chash that you might come to a race? So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Try number three. Ela ika beinayu dechayik atavla va'apinkes. It's written, but it's not really written. It is chiseled out and engraved on a tablet. Upinkes, or on some type of lua. Right? They write most of the hieroglyphics. What do? They put it some type of clay that would last, and they engraved, which is not regular writing of a shtar, which they had later on in history. So Lamanda Amar Shema Yimchog Lo Chashinan. According to Hashem, Yimchog Ginah Choshes, because you can't erase it when it's engraved inside the tablet. Lamanda Amar Shema Yikra Chashinan. But if you say Shema Yikra, so you are worried. So again, the Gemara says Lamanda Amar Shema Yimchog Lecha Shema Yikra. So why does the first opinion not hold to the second opinion? V'chi Tema. And if you want to say Tavla Upinkes Bishtar Alo Mechlef, and if you want to say, well, there's not going to be confusion. And that's why tablets and klafim and paper, you're not going to get confused. But v'hatanya, but we learned that you will get confused from the following Tosefta. Mone adam kama mi bifnim, v'kama mi bachutz. A person can be mone, can count and take a listing of who's sitting inside the room, who's sitting outside the room, v'kama manos asel aniach lefneim, and how many portions am I serving? Miksav sha'al gabi kosel. You're allowed to go down the Rishima from the wall. If there's a list, is on the wall. Avalo miksav shal gabi tavlo pinkes. But you're not allowed to look at it from the tavlo and the pinkes. That's considered a listing that is usur. So hechi dami, what exactly is the case here? Ilema deksiv michtav. If it's written, really written in a regular way on both the wall and the tavla, maishtahacha, maishtahacha. If it's written in both cases, it should be similar. You should be worried about writing in both, erasing in both cases. Elalav, what must this Tosefta be talking about? The Chayik, that it is engraved in. And what does the Brisa say? What does the Tosefta say? Viktani miksav sha'al gabe akosel, that's mutter, avalo miksav sha'al gabe tavla upinkes. So you see, there's going to be confusion between tavla and pinkes and on klafim and on paper. So you should always be worried about Shema Yikra. So again, we still don't have a nafgamina between the two opinions. So the Gemara says, go back to number one. Ela la olam diksava kosel umidzli. Really, it's written on the wall, but very high up. You said, what about Rabba? Right, what did Rabba say? Rabba said, in the case of Shema Yateh, we said, even if it's very high up, you should be worried, meaning, lo plug by derabanans. The Gemara says, no, that's a machlokas. So machlokas tanam, whether you say this idea of lo plug by derabanans, and therefore, it could be that the first ikibinayu says that you don't say lo plug. Deraba tanoihi, detanya, mona adam es archav es parprosa bipiv avalobin aksav. You know, I read him in aksav, or acha matir biksav, shal gabi akosel. And he matters that, haichi dami, what's the case that he allows ksav on the kosel? Ilema dechsiv mitata, if it's written low down, lecha shema yimchok. He might come to erase it. Elalav, dekasav umidli. No, it must be talking about. It's written high up, v'shma mina, deraba tanoihi, shma mina, period. So we came up with a nafka mina between the two deos. Okay, a lot to talk about. Let's go little by little. First of all, what exactly are shtari hadyotos? That is a major machlokas rishonim. And there are different deos. A beautiful summary of this, the Minchas Asher in the new, in the Shilas V'tshuvas and Chelik Aleph. He discusses, he has a, in Siman Yutes, Shtari Hedyotos V'Sifrei Kriya B'Shabbos, and he discusses, there are about four major machlokas rishonim in understanding Shtari Hedyotos. What exactly does it mean? What about newspapers? What about English books? What about anything? What are included in Shtari Hedyotos? It's very hard to put one's finger on. Again, also we have to get back to the Shulchan Aruch about reading the lists. That's when we'll get back to that. So what is it? What is the issue. So, a number of shitas. First of all, what are shtar hedyotos? Some rishonim say the most limited opinion shtar hedyotos are business-related magazines, paraphernalia. Business. Something mekach umemka related. That is one definition. That's what Rashi says here on the third line. B'shtar hedyotos shomekach umemka kamar. That's Rashi. That's the most limited view. And that is what the Ramban says. Right? Shtar cheshbonos v'chovos. Right? That's the day of number one.
How would they connect them? That was the definition.
That would connect.
The
so,
list of guests,
so the list, menu, so the list of guests, that's also non-Torah related, and therefore, right, it's not business, right? That would be the hardest to explain why it would be connected to Shtar Hedyotos. That's true. That would be the hardest to explain what the connection is. Number one. Number two, a second shita, is it even includes Igeres Shlomim. Right, let's say just some letters that one received. Look at Tosas right here. Tosas quotes Rashi earlier, Kuf Yud Zayin, where Rashi says something different than he says here. Rashi there quotes, Igeres Hashluchos Limso Chefetz. Stam letters. Right, in the olden days we used to get letters. Right, so that might be included. Right, Shared Yotos are included in just stam not only business-related issues, but also letters, Limso Chefetz. Right, so that is number two. And then there are others. He quotes the Tshuva of the Rashba, writes that because of Lahatiris Habata be Estrolob, telescope, the Dami Lasifre Chachmash Mutalikra B'Shabbos. The Rashba allows other types, he says, Igeres Shlomim are Asr, but other Sifre Chachma are Mutter. Right, because there's the need that you're adding to your knowledge. Right, it's not just Stam, neutral information. So that's another dais. So different dais exactly what is included, but again, exactly what you just said, the more they are business related, the more that you would wonder what the connection is here. But again, all the Rishon, the Rambam here says even Sifre, in the Pirush Mishnayos, even Sifre Chachma might be included. The Rashi writes in a different Shuva, what about Sifre Refua? There's different dais. Look at the Ran here. So that's number one. What was the initial Gzeira of Shari Hedyotos? Why would they usher? Why did the Chazal usher reading Shari Hedyotos? So it's connected to what they are. If you say it's only business related, so it was included in Gzira Mekach Umemkar. If you say it's more expanded, so then you have to say that it doesn't have a purpose on Shabbos. Chazal wanted you to focus on proper content on Shabbos. The Shita L'Ran here says, L'fi she'ein bohem to'eles v'tzorech yontif v'einem ru'uyim l'taltel. So that could include a lot. E nami aser shemi yichtov tshuva l'shoel mimenu davar. If I get a letter, I might come to write a response to the letter. If somebody's asking me something. So again, based on what you say the definition is, or what you say the reason is, that would determine what is included. But that is one issue, what they are. Number two, there's another machlokas rishonim, what is only kriya bepe aser, or even iyun ba'alma, as we have the machlokas in the Mishnah. What about just glancing them without saying anything? That itself is a machlokas rishonim. Another machlokas rishonim, the Ramah writes here in Sifte Zayin, if they're in Lashon HaKodesh, it's okay. Lashon HaKodesh is okay. The Lashon Kishalatzma Yishma Kadusha Yaseira. Rav Asher Weiss says he does not think that applies to Zman HaZen Eretz Yisrael, because maybe in the days when nobody spoke Lashon HaKodesh, or something was written in Lashon HaKodesh, that added Kedusha. But here, Bizmanenu, Shekol Yoshe Ars, Medabim, Lashon HaKodesh, Vesavazu Shkura Befihem, Yom Yom. Okay. Other tzadim lekula, he called the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram, based on the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Bachurim ha-mis'angim b'kvitzasam u'bimirutzasam. The Shulchan Aruch says, what if somebody enjoys exercising? They want to take a power walk on Shabbos. Is that okay? Mutter. As long as they're wearing Shabbos clothes, v'chulu, it's not nikar, but that's mutter, because they enjoy it. So the Magen Avraham says, v'chein liros kol dover shemizan gimbo. Also, to look at something that you enjoy. Remember we discussed a couple of weeks ago, the Truma Sadeshin that's quoted in the Ramon, Hilchos Shabbos, that says, what about if people like discussing current events? It's not Lashon Hara, not Rechilas. Let's see, just current events. The Truma Sadeshin 500 years ago says that after shul, on Shabbos afternoon, people used to get together and schmooze about Malachim u'melcham osehem. Current events. So the Truma Sadeshin says, if you really enjoy it, and that's your own Shabbos, it's mutter. If you're only doing it because of peer pressure, you want to be seen with the crowd, that's usher. But if you really enjoy it, it's mutter, said the Truma Sadeshin. So the Magen Avraham says something similar if you enjoy it. If people enjoy reading, an English book, or some type of texts, then the Magen, based on the Magen Avraham, it's mutter. So the Midrash Hazar says, based on all these machlokos, okay, look, Archila, you want to be only a Torah Jew on Shabbos, only focus on Torah, wonderful. That's amazing. That's the Archila, Roy, V'nachon, La'asok, B'Shabbos, B'Divrei Torah, Belvad, V'lo L'fanos, Ha'avolim. Right, Shalom. And for sure, that shouldn't be what goes on right after the meal. You got to do the Parsha, you got to do the Daf, whatever it is. But let's say somebody's about to fall asleep, and they want to go on the couch, and to fall asleep with some other type of reading material. So then there Yesh Makom Lahakel. He says Shasatchak Uprat Lebanos Shein Mesuvas Medama Torah. There are at least four or five svaris to be mako. Again, maybe they weren't included in the first place, and even if they were, maybe if you enjoy it, it's okay, and maybe if it's a Lashon HaKodesh, it's okay, and maybe only saying it and not reading it. There are many tzadim lahakel in these cases. So again, the big shiloh, what about reading a newspaper on Shabbos? A newspaper that came on from beforehand. Not a newspaper that comes Shabbos morning. That already has issues of tchum and amir la'akum b'chulu. But let's say I want to read something that I have from Friday, or I want to read an English book, some type of mutter English book, whatever it is. So there is flexibility, again, after one does the parsha and after one does, you know, everything that they have to do. If one wants to 25 hours, you know, only be Kulo Torah Kedusha, okay, wonderful, fine. But if somebody can't, he says, of a prat on the long summer afternoons where somebody can't focus the whole time, what, if they don't do this, maybe they'll probably go and just speak Lashon Hara. So what's better? So he says, you know, one has to use their head in all of these, cases. I just read last night in Rav Dessler's Haggadah, for every Chumrah in life, 99% of the time, it's being Mako on something else. We always have to be very careful with everything that we take upon ourselves, every chumrah, because many of them are asi lidei kulis. So we have to always be balanced, and he says that in terms of being machmer on inyanim of Pesach. So we always have to be balanced. And then just at the end, the last paragraph, he says, but what I'm very upset about, as Rav Asher Weiss talking, is many of the alonim, the aloni Shabbat, right, the papers that go out with the Divrei Torah, and they have so many advertisements in them, and people read them all on Shabbos afternoon. Right, the advertisements, that's for sure included in Shtar Yotos, according to all Deus. Right, that's Mekachu Memkar. Somebody's looking at the advertisement. Oh, I'm only looking because I want to see what's going on. I don't want to buy anything. The advertisers wouldn't pay to put the advertisements in if they got zero business from putting the advertisements in. So even if one looks at the Torah content, one has to be very careful not to read any of the advertisements, because that, l'chore, is, according to everyone, that's Shtari Hedyotos.
Studying secular subjects
on Shabbos. So, if one is doing it for a test, then it's a bit alone on Shabbos. That is, one is if one has a biology test, one of their kids, and biology is bringing them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that they're so lishma, wonderful. Other than that, the Shmir Shabbos discusses it too. He says, if it's Torah, then for sure it's mutter. Right? Because even though I'm only doing it for a test, mitoch shalom, lishma, ba lishma. But if it's a different subject, so then it really should not be done. If I'm only doing it for the test and I really don't enjoy it, then l'chor, it should not be done. Should not be done would that be included in Shari Hedyotos? That would be a machlokas. But it would definitely be a bit alone in Shabbos. Right, unless you say, well, I'm going to have less Onik Shabbos because I know I'm going to have to do this after Shabbos. Okay, we got to control ourselves. We got to work on ourselves and plan how Levi we should use every second of our weekday time. You know, if we fill that up, then we can start talking. Okay, either way, this is a major issue. Again, reading the list, by the way, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't read it before, but just to read it now, in Simin Shin Zayin, Sif Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Zimin la'archim, v'heichon la'amini megadim, v'kasa b'ksav, kama zimin, v'kama megadim heichon lahem, asur l'grosor b'shabbos, afilum kazo agabi kosel gavoa harbe, gzera shem yikra b'shtari adyotos, tahainu, shitrei chovos v'cheshbonos, avalim chakak v'kosel chakikosh, if it's engraved, okay, fine. Shari Hedyotos, Hainu Shari Shitre Chobos Vecheshbonos, V'Igerish El Shei L'Shalom, Asur L'Grosam, V'Afil La'ayin Mem B'Lokriya Asur, that's what the Magen Avraham says, if you enjoy it, V'Chulu. So again, but again, there's a big heter that the Poskim quote, the Nosei Kalim quote, that if you are not in charge of making any corrections, so then it will be mutter. Let's say a caterer has the list of guests. So the caterer is not in charge of the guests, the Baal Abayis is in charge of the Baal Simcha. So if the Baal Simcha is not reading it, the Baal Simcha can give it to somebody else to read. Because then there's no gzeira there. Shema, if you rely that it's not because of Shari Hedyotos, it's because of the other reason, so then one can rely. That's what's called the Aruch HaShulchan quotes that heter, that as long as one is the person who is in charge is not reading it. Right? Let's say somebody has on the side of the fridge, they have a list of everything they wanted to serve. That could be an issue. Be an issue that they don't want to forget, you know, that what they want to serve Friday night. Sometimes you have a 3-day yontif, so you want to remember your menu. So again, are there coolers if you don't say it out loud? A lot of times we say it, but if you don't say it, then it's not really a list, and you have somebody else read it. Have one of the kids read it because they're not in charge of what you're serving. So again, there are ways to maneuver.
Hold on lists.
What? Cho'as. That's a good question. What about in shul? A cho'olis. What about a gabai list? He wants to see who's gotten aliyahs, who's not gotten aliyahs. So I saw some that say, letzorach mitzvah, in that context, it would be, and there are other people around. It's not just one person reading it. So, just like we've seen that, you know, you're not going to be worried, but when a few people are involved in something, because they'll remind each other, so that could be there too. There's a, like more than one, but that's a good question. Good question. What about the list in shul? Okay. And also, it might also be, another heter, I'm just trying to remember where I saw it, might also be, by regular list in the kitchen, it's normal that we add and cross out. Right? The, if there's a gabai on a Shabbos morning, does he usually cross out and write what he's involved in that? So usually there's no writing going on there. So therefore, also maybe gzeira Hashem yichtav, only if you normally be kotev and mocheg when you're involved. But if you're never kotev and mocheg when you're involved, right, that's why some say that certain games that involve writing, gzeira, you can't play on Shabbos. But what if you only play it on Shabbos and you never write? Because you always use like paper and, you know, to stick into books in order to remember. So if you never write and you only play it on Shabbos, l'chor is mutter too. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Vahani tanoi kahani tanoi. In the previous machlokas, whether you say a type of low plug when it comes to Yisurei Durabanan is the following machlokas as well. Tatanya. Ein roen b'marah b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos. Why can't you look in a mirror on Shabbos? Because you might see a hair that's out of place or too long and you might run to get a scissors and cut your hair. Rabbi Meir, mati b'marah kavua b'koso. Rabbi Meir allows you to look in a mirror that is kavua on the wall, that doesn't move. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Maishna kavua b'kosel, da'ada hachi v'hachi mitkar. What's the difference between if something is kavua in the kosel, you're going to have to go get a scissors and then come back, so by the in the meantime you'll remember that it's Shabbos, she'ena kavua nami, da'ada hachi v'hachi mitkar. So if it's in your hand, by the time you walk to get a scissors, you also remember. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, no, hacha b'mara shel mateches askinon. Here we're not talking about you're going to get a scissors. In those days, they had sharp edges on the edge of their mirrors. So you wouldn't have to go anywhere. You just like move over, take your mirror and cut. Because the mirror had a sharp edge on the side. That's what we're talking about. Ukadir of Nachman Amar Abba Baravua. Tomar of Nachman Amar Abba Baravua. Mipnei ma amru marashal matechas asura. Why do they say that you can't use a metal mirror on Shabbos? Mipnei sha'adam asui lahashir ba nimin hamidul doin. Because you're going to cut off little hairs. And that's where Rabbi Meir says that, well, if it's kavu on the wall, you can't reach there. Right? Or you're going to have to, by the time you like position yourself, so then you're going to remember. It's not a mirror that you just have in your hand that you could cut quickly. What does the other opinion say? The Tanakama, even if it's kavua b'kosel, it's aser. Why? Lo plug by the Issa Durabanan. Even though you have a specific situation where it wouldn't apply, it would be aser. Good. Says the Ritva here, we're talking about Yerodea Kufnun Vav. Please. We're talking about over here, talking about mirrors on Shabbos. What about mirrors during the week? Says the Ritva, you see from here, and the Ron says this also elsewhere, Mesechta Avodah Zarah, that it doesn't sound like this is limited to women. Doesn't sound that like it's limited to women. Says the Ritva right here, it must be that a man is also allowed to look in a mirror on a weekday. It's not called Beged Isha. That is a machlokas Rishonim. But the Ritva says, it sounds like from here, that it would be mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Kufnun Vav Beis. Asur la ish lehistakel bimara mishum lo yulbash gever el imkein mishum refua kagon shachoshesh be'enav osha mesaper atzmo, he's giving himself a haircut v'chulu. Rama v'yeshomrim hada asur liras bimara hainu dafka b'makam dein derech liras bimara rak nashim. This be mishum lo yulbash gever alvo b'makam shederecho anashim liros gamkein bimara mutter. Ran, right in Avodah Zarah. V'yafilu b'makam shenagol lahachmir. Right, if you're doing it for a specific purpose, it is okay. So, that's why, Bezman HaZem, men are allowed to look in the mirror, and maybe they shouldn't stay in the mirror for a long time. Maybe that would be Beged Isha. Right, I gotta tell, right, if somebody is like so focused on their looks. So maybe that could already going across the line a little bit. But just to look presentable, so that is Mutal Lagamre, says the Rama. Okay, Achlokas Rishonim, but Bezman HaZem, it is Mutter. Good. Tana Rabbanan Vayter, says the Gemara. Kasa ksav hamahalef tachas atzura. More shtari hadyotos type of discussions. If somebody has a ksav under a picture, it's like a caption. You're looking at a picture with a caption under it. V'tachas hadyuk na'os, or under some other type of picture, a form, Rashi says, a cartoon could go Milchemes David v'Goliath. Right, a picture of David and Goliath, and you have writing under it. Also the cross of Shabbos. Right, so that is also the reading of Shabbos. Rashi answers Shema Yikra B'Shtarei Adyotos. So you see from here, this is the raya that the Ritva and others brought. You see, you're not reading anything, just looking at this could be a problem. Right, the question is, how far do you include in Shtarei Adyotos? Again, the Magen Avraham says, what if you enjoy it? You're not reading it stam for information. You enjoy it. That, again, might be a reason lahatir. But here, it will be usher. In that same tshuva, the Minchas Asher talks about, what about Rebbe cards? At the bottom of the Rebbe, you have the name of the Rebbe. So you look at the Rebbe cards, he says, it's to bring Yirat Shamayim, and nobody's crossing anything out there. He was a note to Lahaka. U'diyukna atma pachol asher, list takopa. And the diyukna, this picture itself, is usher to be mistakel in bechlau. If you have a picture of a form of a person, v'chulu. Mishum shenamar al tifnu el ha'elilim. What does that mean? Don't turn to the gods. My Talmuda, Amar Bichanin, al tifnu el midaitchem. Don't turn to God, midaitchem, that you made. Again, this relates to issues of creating forms and looking at forms, again, which is not for now, but that is maybe even on a weekday, forget on a Shabbos of a Gzeira, maybe on a weekday, it would be an issue. Tosa says here, this is only when it's made L'shem Avodah Zarah, there will be some type of issue. But if it's just L'shem Noi, a beautiful picture, nothing wrong with that. Avol L'Noi Mutter, right, L'Noi Mutter, says Tosas, and that generally is what most of our pictures that we're looking at today, you know, fall into that category. It's not L'shem Avodah Zarah. Weiter. Mefes Adam in Bana Vachulu. The Mishnah said that one could have a type of lottery with their family as long as it's equal portions. Says the Gemara. In Bana Vim Bede Beso in Vim Acher Lo. What, only with your family you're allowed to do this? But not with anybody else? My time, but why? What's the issue? Kid Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. B'nei Chabura HaMakpidin Zal Zeh. B'nei Chabura. If you have a group of people that are makpid on each other. Rashi. Shem Mochlenu Mevatrim Zal Zeh. They're not Mevater an inch. Right? If you have a group of people that are not Mevater an inch, then you can't do this kind of arrangement, because over Misha Mida, they're going to measure everything exactly, and we're going to learn later on, Medida on Shabbos is Usser, Umisha Mishkal, and they're going to weigh it, Umisha Minyan, they're going to count it, Umisha Love and Uparin Beyantif, and they're going to look at it as a lending and a paying back, meaning they're going to be involved in Mekach Umemka, they're going to be so medactic about everything, so that's why you can't do it with others. Ukedivre Hillel Apishim Ribbis. And as we discussed yesterday, according to Hillel, there might even be ribbis issues. Because, again, even if you can give away an egg for an egg, a challah for a challah, but still, if it goes up in value, down in value, they're going to be so midaktik. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Banavu Bnei Beso Nami. So why is then family mutter? Why is family mutter in that case? Right? Rashi says, why don't we worry about ribbis and some of the other issues as well? So Gemara says, no. Banavu b'nei beso hainu taima. Kid Rav Yehuda marav. Dav Rav Yehuda marav. Mutter lahavos banavu b'nei beso b'ribbis. Kedei lahat imon tam ribbis. Says Rav Yehuda marav. And the Gemara says in Mamatsiya that we don't pask in this way. But at least Rav Yehuda marav says, you can lend, a father can lend their children with ribbis. It's really all his money. So it's not really lending anything. Right, it's really all his money. He could do it, so to give them the taste of what it feels like to have to pay back so that they won't ever do it. If he lands and they realize it gets more and more and more, they'll never come to do it. So that's why, with a family, the issues of ribbis are not there. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, mana gedola kanega mana ktana nami. Said even non-equal portions should be mutter. Right, why is it limited to equal portions? And achinami, you're right. The family, everything is mutter, because it's not ribbis, it's all the father's bank account. This is what the Mishnah should say. Everything's mutter, my time, kid Rav Yehuda Marav. Like we said up above, that there's no ribbis within family members where it's the same bank account. In Bonavim Bere Beso in Imachirim Lo, but not with others. My time, Kid Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, because of the Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who said on the previous, not on the previous Amud, the issues of Mida and Mishkal, Vachulu, and the Wari. It's fascinating. Right here in the same Gemara, you have Rav Yehuda with the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. So you have one statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, one statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Right, he was a Talmud of Rav, and after Rav died, he went to be a Talmud of Shmuel. And the last line of the Mishnah, Mana Gedola Kenegam Nektana, Afachol La'achirim Aser. And if it's unequal portions, even on a weekday, one is allowed to do this with Achirim, Maitaima, Mishum Kubiya. Mishum Kubiya. What's Kubiya? Dice. What does that mean? That's the word that's used for gambling issues. Rashi says, Degezelhu, Dasmachta Lokanya. right? It's stealing on a Darabana level. Chazal, the Judaism has a very high standard of what is stealing. Stealing doesn't just mean that I go and take something from you, even if you give me willingly, right? That also could be stealing if I know really deep down you don't want to give it to me, even though you're resigned to giving it to me. Or we discussed yesterday in the mitzvah shir, lo sis ave. Even if I just desire having something of yours, that also is an isadar isa, even if I never act upon it. Lo sachmod is if I act upon it. But lo sis ave in the aseres hadibros in v'eschanan is even if I never act upon it. Still, that's how Yadus looks at how we're supposed to view other people's money, right? Totally not shayach for us. Again, that is a huge topic in terms of asmachta that we have discussed in the past, but now we will continue. Says the Gemara, matilin chaloshin al v'chulu. So the Mishnah said that the kohanim are allowed to make gorolos for the portions of the karbanas, but not for manos. So what does that mean? My avalala manos. What's excluded? Amr of Yaakov, Berei de Bas Yaakov. Says Reb Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. Why did it say it in that unusual way? So you see on the side, Umishum Tsha'aviv Lohaya Hagun Leficha Lohis Kiro. That's Rashi and Ervin. Sometimes you find that. Sometimes also you have the husband of the daughters of Shmuel also is not mentioned. So sometimes you find a no name. So Reb Yaakov, Braid Ras Yaakov says, Avalo Alamano Shel Chol Biyantif. They're allowed to split it up on Yantif through a lottery, but not the manos of chol. What is the manos of chol on Yantif? Rashi says it means the kachim from yesterday, from the weekday. The Rambam says it means chulin. Either way. So b'yantif. So pshita, that's pretty obvious. That has nothing to do with Yantif. So why would you be allowed to do that? So ma'o de tema, but you might say, ho v'ksiv v'amcha k'merive kohen, afilu manos de chol nami. You might say, because kohanim are sometimes known as very argumentative, so even v'chol nami. There's zrizim, right? Kohanim zrizim, hey, but sometimes that has the overkill of going overboard and being a little too argumentative. So I feel amonis to cholnami. So you know what? You don't want to have fights. So allow them to do this even on Yantif. Kamash Malan. Not all Kohanim, obviously, but some Kohanim. Kamash Malan. V'yamar Reb Yaakov, Braid de Bas Yaakov, same person talking. So we have this here. Kol shachaveiro ne'enash al yado ein machnisen oso b'mechitzaso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anytime that my friend is ne'enash because of me, I do not get to go inside close to the mechitzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ian Yaakov says here, what does it mean, al yado? It means I ask Hashem to punish him. It's not just, he does something wrong to me and then he gets punished. That's obvious. That's schar va'onesh. But what if I ask? Meaning, my job in life, which is very hard. But this is what the Ian Yaakov says. My job in life, I am allowed to ask Hashem, please make this guy stop hurting me. Please make this guy stop doing terrible things to me. But to ask Hashem to punish him, that's not up to me. It's a natural reaction. Nekama. At least Hashem, please take nekama. Right? But by Rishayim, we're allowed to do that. Hashem yikom damo. Right? What does that mean? Hashem yikom damo. Right? So that's by a Rasha. But in terms of Chaveiro, Kosha Chaveiro ne'nasha yado, that I'm not supposed to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should be punished. Minalan. We discussed this a little bit in last week's Parsha Shir, in Parsha Tetzaveh from the Vaharevna. Right, when we spoke about, Rav Zilberstein spoke about, if somebody wants to say the Hirasan before Hamapil, the Rabbonu Shel Olam, and somebody really wronged him, and he doesn't forgive him yet, is he allowed to say that? He's allowed to say that, right? So we spoke about there also, that, Chavir Ne'en Nash Al Yadav. So Minolan, how do you know this? How do you know that if a person is Ne'en Nash because of me, then I can't go into the Mechitz of Hashem? Minolan, Ile Mim Shem Dechsev. Is it because it says, Vayomar Hashem, Miyafates Achav, the Russia king that killed out many the tzaddikim. And Hashem says, up in Shemayim, who wants to go seduce Achav and lure him? V'yal v'yipo bromos gilad, and he'll go out and he'll get killed. V'yomer zeh b'ko v'zeh amar b'ko, v'yetzi haruach, v'yamod lefnei Hashem, v'yomer ani avatenu v'chulu. A ruach went out and said, I'll do it. V'yomer etzei v'yisi ruach sheker v'fi konaviyav. I will go and put, this is one of the malach, one of the ruchos talking, saying, I will put dvar sheker in his mouth, in the mouth of all of his prophets. V'yomer tifateh. Hashem says, okay, go out, seduce him. V'gam tuchal tsei v'asei kein. He uses the lashon of tsei. V'yamrina my ruach. Which ruach was the one who volunteered? Amar Rabbi Yochanan zerucho shel Navos. The ruach of Navos, who was murdered by Achav because of his vineyard. He wanted his vineyard. So you see, Navos is ready. Umay tsei, and Hashem says, Amarav Tsemi Mechitzasi. Because Navos did that, and now he's paid, Achav is being punished for Navos, Hashem says Tsemi Mechitzasi. Is that the source? The Gemara says, no, but Dilma Hassam, Hainutayim, and Dechsiv, Dover, Shkarim, Lo Yikon. Maybe that's because he's going to put a Dvar Sheker. He's going to put a Dvar Sheker in the mouth of the Nevi'im. So that's not a good Raya. Tell me, Acha, maybe another Pshat. Savata Kalon Mikavod, Shesei Gam Atave He Arel. He's talking to Nebuchadnezzar. Right, you have been satiated with disgrace. And stay, drink the hey arel. So what do we darshin? Savata kala mikavo zeh nevuchanetzar. Shtei gavata the hey arel zeh tzidkiyo. So you see, tzidkiyo was the one that brought about, obviously, because of what everything that Nebuchadnezzar did to tzidkiyo, Nebuchadnezzar is punished, as we'll see Hashem in the Gemara soon. So you see from there, again, tzidkiyo is held accountable because Nebuchadnezzar is punished because of him. So Gemara says, one second, Chada to Kule Krat Bu Nevuchadnezzar Ksiv. That old pasuk is talking about Nevuchadnezzar. Tzidkiyo is not in that pasuk. The old Tzidkiyo Tzadika, my Havale Lamevele. We'll see in the story. Tzidkiyo had no choice. He was being forced to do an Aveira, and he was trying not to. So Nevuchadnezzar was punished, so he's going to be held accountable for that? Dam Rav Yehuda Marav. Bishosh Bikesh Osa Rashal Asos Lo Tazada Kach V'chulu. When the Gemara here is quoting what it's going to say a little later on in the Amud. When the Nebuchadnezzar wanted to commit an Aveira with Tzidkiyo, he was punished, as we'll see soon. So Tzidkiyo didn't do anything wrong. So Ella, third try, Mehacha. This is the source. Gam Anosh La Tzadik Lo Tov. A Tzadik bringing a punishment is not good. Ein Lo Tov Ella Ra. The Ksiv, really, Lo Tov means Ra. And he said, lo kel chafetz resha. Hashem doesn't want resha. Ata lo yugur chara. So ra is not going to be near Hashem, and an honest to a tzaddik is called ra, and that's the source for someone who brings about the punishment for another, that he will not be in the mechitz of Hashem. Tzaddik ato Hashem v'lo yagur b'magur chara. Period. My mashto, before we finish the story, by the way, the achronim point out here, why do we find many stories in the Gemara about tzaddikim and amoraim punishing others? Right, it's not that you see Rabbi Yochanan. He stared at him and he turned to a pile of bones. That's a gashal atzamos. Right, we have that in Brachis, on Baba Basra. Right, so you gotta work out those stories with this principle. So my mashmah dai chaloshim listed the purahu. How do you know in the Mishnah? Chaloshim is a language of a goro, a lottery, dechziv. Ech nafalta mishamayim helal. How did you, Nebuchadnezzar, fall from Shemayim? Ben shachar nigdata la'aretz, you will cut down cholesh al goyim. You used to make a lottery on the goyim. What does that mean? Amar Avra Barhuna. This is what Nebuchadnezzar used to do. Malamecha yamato pura gdole malchus leida eze ben yomo shal mishkav zachar. Nebuchadnezzar violated mishkav zachar every day. And he picked a different king. He made a goro. Which king am I going to choose to lie with me today? Viksiv kol malchei goyim kulam v'chulu. Amr, and it says, after Nebuchadnezzar died, the malchei goyim rested. Amr, Rabbi Yochanan shenachem mimishkav zachar. They had a respite. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan kol yelav sholos ha-rasha lo nimsas chok pefek kol birya. Not only the Jews. Nebuchadnezzar made life unbearable for everybody. The whole life of that Russia, there was no schok in anybody's mouth. Shenemar, nacha shakta kala aretz, patzchurina. When he died, everybody started singing. Michla da'ana, shalom avirina. Before that, there was no rina. V'yam Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, asr la'amod bebeso shalasa Russia. If we knew where his house was, his palace used to be, you're not allowed to stand in that area. Shenemar, because Hashem made a gzera, usirim yiraktu sham. There should be mazikim in that house. So when you go there, the mazikim have to leave. So that's why you're not allowed to go there, so the mazikim always stay there. V'yam Rav Yudam Arab, finishing up, b'shosh shibike shosa rasha la'asos lo so tzadik kach, when Nebuchadnezzar took Tzidkiyahu and wanted to lie with Tzidkiyahu, nimshecha arlaso shlosh mios ama. His arla became unbelievably long and huge. V'aysa mechazeres l'kola mesiba kula. It went around the whole table. Shenemar sava, and that's the kalon that he had. That's the disgrace. Savata kalon mikavod, shesei gamata vehei arel. Arel begamatria shlosh me'osavi. Arel is gamatria 300. If you look in the Anaf Yosef, he says here, the fact that it's based on a pasik sounds like it's not a guzma. Even though sometimes 300, 400 is all guzma, it sounds like it's literal. It's based on a gamatria, he says there. But this is the terrible story of Nebuchadnezzar. But we got into this based on the statement of earlier, Rabbi Yaakov, Brei de Bas Yaakov, who says that whenever a chaver is nan, ashal yadi, then emach nisin, osalam b'mechitza shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we have, our message from this Gemara, is just that we have to be interested in ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll have a din with everyone else. We are out of daven to get people off our back. But in terms of punishing them after that, so then that is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here. L'Hashem, we will continue a little more about Nebuchadnezzar, and then we will continue with L'Hashem, Perek HaShoel, next week. Okay, we'll stop here.